The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. Central Time, where we are to you on this Monday, April 22nd, 2024. As we count down the days to the election, right? Yeah. And of course, for those of you who would like to see us continue to operate, we recommend, in order to do that, you shop at the Power Mall, where we have 10% off Vitamir products, 10% off Strauss Naturals products, and 10% off Grown by Nature products with free shipping on Grown by Nature products. That simple. We're going to try to reach out later in the show to talk to Amber Smith, who's a former U.S. Army combat helicopter pilot and deputy assistant to the Secretary of Defense. I'm assuming that's during the Trump administration. Doesn't say that on my show notes, but she's got a new book out called Unfit to Fight, talking about wokeness in our military. All right, moving right along. Oh, yeah, that was quick, huh? Yeah. Is this a sign of things to come in America? New Zealand MPs, that would be Member of Parliament. For those of you who don't know what an MP is, no, it's not MP military police, is not that. No, it's a Member of Parliament. They're having to resort to getting private security now as they face increasing threats. Threats were already an issue for most of them the last time they were asked in 2014 before the pandemic, and they now have far greater fear of a fixated person hurting or killing them or members of their family. And as a result, they're reducing the time spent in public, fearing being home alone, changing their routines, and losing time from work as levels of result of abuse and harassment rise. A current update to the research reveals the academic journal Frontiers in Psychiatry surveyed 54 MPs in 2022, finding that threats had increased and were more disturbing than when it concluded a similar study back in 2014, finding out almost all forms of harassment had increased significantly over the period. Could this happen in America? You know, a lot of people, Tucker, Whitney Webb, I mean, you know, take your pick, thinks that our Congress has been blackmailed by deep state. They got the goods, and this is why you see the behavior you see, because they don't want dossiers to become public because of the humiliation and embarrassment it would cause. So, in response to the blackmail and the threats, according to Tucker and Whitney Webb and everybody else, these people basically toe the line and do what they're told and vote the way that deep state wants them to vote. And we'll discuss that within the show here. Makes you wonder if that's not one of the reasons why most of these MPs in Australia are experiencing abuse related to government response to the lockdowns, vaccine mandates. Many commented the frequency and intensity of abuse is not subsequently abated, despite ending of the pandemic policies. I remember they were locking people up in little cubicles. Harassment over social media and harassment by letters and emails, two of the most common forms of harassment, about 96% reported that. Followed by public approaches, 82%. Ooh, now that's really ramping up. Public approaches, meaning that they're in your face. Distribution of malicious material, 73%. Alarming behavior at the electorate office, 62%. That means damn near two-thirds of the people that were upset with these MPs showed up at their place of business and gave them the business. Of those harassed over social media, half had been specifically threatened, including threats of physical violence, 40%, sexual violence, 14%. So I guess if you're a woman, that especially applies. Threats made toward their family members, 19%. Threats toward staff, 12%. And death threats, 27%. That means over a fourth of these threats on social media were death threats. Huh. Could it happen in America? Is this a sign of things to come? Do you notice a lot of your politicians here are making less and less trips to your home state, to their districts? I mean, how have you noticed any change? I'd be interested to know that. A TUI Airways Boeing 787 made an emergency landing in the UK due to a minor technical matter that, according to reports, saw smoke in the cockpit. TUI Flight 156 was bound for Punta International Airport in the Dominican Republic about 10:40 a.m. Friday local time when it had to divert back to Manchester Airport shortly after takeoff. Flight map showed it only flew a few miles, not climbing above 5,000 feet before turning back. The minor technical matter, huh? Smoke in the cabin? Smoke in the flight deck. Yeah. Pilots declaring a general emergency. They met fire trucks, met the Boeing 787 on the tarmac where it came to a stop before being towed. Passengers deplaned and put on alternate flights. Australian casino. Oh, boy. Don't you wish you were there? At least up until the time they discovered the glitch in their software. Yeah, that software bug in Star Casino's ticket redemption machines resulted in the Sydney-based casino inadvertently giving away more than $2.05 million to gamblers over several weeks. The Register reports the issue came to light during an independent inquiry into the casino's operations this past week. Star Casino manager Nicholas Weeks testified the casino's ticket in, cash out, or TICO. Ticket in, cash out. Those of you played at casinos before, you know what that is. You get a ticket from the slot machine. You get a barcoded receipt for slot machine winnings. And you put it in the machine there to get your cash out. Well, apparently, the TICO machines, which are used by patrons to redeem these slot machine winnings, had a defect in them due to a software glitch that allowed customers to insert two tickets and receive the aggregate amount in cash. However, the glitch also returned one of the tickets, effectively allowing it to be reused for additional payouts. Astonishingly, the software issue went undetected for over a month, despite audits revealing discrepancies in the TICO machines between June 7th and July 24th of last year. An internal investigation uncovered numerous failures, human, process, and technological, that more than likely prevented the fraud from being identified at an earlier opportunity. So now we're hearing about it. They lost 3.2 million Australian. Wow. Jackpot. give you a ticket back, huh? Ticket in, ticket out. Yeah, gotta love it. All right. 8 minutes after the hour, enough of this. We got to move on to what's important here, which is our own borders. Here's the thing. The Trump criminal trial is officially beginning today after jury selection was completed. Opening arguments are expected to start this morning. And, of course, then the first on the stand to testify in former President Trump's hush money trial is David Pecker. Boy, what a name. Can you imagine the harassment he took in high school? His tabloid reportedly engaged. He's the publisher of the National Enquirer. The National Enquirer. Why would you put the National Enquirer on the stand if you were Alvin Bragg? Well, because you want to taint the jury with gobbledygook from a tabloid, right? His tabloid reportedly engaged in catch and kill practices to bury damaging stories about Trump. So he's going to take the stand after opening arguments in the trial today, according to a source close to the matter, told the New York Times. Of course they told the New York Times. New York Times hates Trump. We're talking about hush money payments made to adult entertainment star Stormy Daniels during the presidential election in 2016. It'll center around allegations Trump's falsified his business records to hide reimbursement payments made to Michael Cohen, his former attorney. Cohen was provided with reimbursement payments after he arranged hush money payments to people such as Daniels to bury negative stories about Trump. As Pecker takes a stand on Monday, can you imagine that? I mean, how do you address him if you're the prosecutor? Mr. Pecker! And everybody's thinking something else. He doesn't look like him. He's going to reportedly recount multiple conversations he had with Trump about the hush money. The trial will also bring up hush money payments made to former Playboy model Karen McDougal and a one-time doorman to Trump who alleged the former president had fathered a child out of wedlock. Oh, you got to love this tabloid news, huh? Pecker was reportedly able to buy the silence of the doorman and buy rights to McDougal's story, only to have it killed. After learning about Daniel's potentially damaging story about Trump, the National Enquirer contacted Cohen, who said he arranged to pay the porn star $130,000 for her silence. Now, wait a minute. Didn't Stormy Daniels say that she never had an affair with Trump? No. Yeah, he's under a gag order, by the way, Trump is, that prevents him from speaking about witnesses and counsel in his case. With the exception of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, he can beat up on Bragg all he wants. Good luck with that. Like it's going to do any good now. Trial's starting today. Like it or love it, you want more of it. Yeah. It appears the ex-J6 committee member Benny Thompson wants Trump murdered. Oh, yeah. Guess what he's pushing? I mean, how can you have so much hate? This is a black man, of course. He's a Democrat, Republican Congress or Democrat rep from Mississippi. Mississippi? Yeah. He's the former chair of the now defunct J6 committee. He has introduced H.R. 8081, or the Disgraced Former Protectees Act. And basically what it is, he's pushing this bill that could strip away Secret Service protection granted to former President Trump if he's sentenced on any of the ongoing cases. And of course, the fact sheet on the bill says Secret Service protection offered to any person once they're sentenced following a conviction for federal or state offense that's punishable for a term of imprisonment of at least a year, would apply to former President Trump. So if they take away Secret Service protection, Trump will either have to, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is right now, hire his own security because Biden won't provide it for him, or people are going to try to take him out. And not only do they want him murdered, they want to steal him blind, too. New York Attorney General Letitia James has asked the judge again, Sir Arthur Engoron, to void Trump's $175 million bond so she can start seizing his assets. She's basically saying that the Knight Specialty Insurance Company, or KSIC, who posted the $175 million bond on April 1st on behalf of President Trump, was an April Fool's joke, apparently. She is challenging the sufficiency of the bond. And of course, you know, she's rejecting that assertion, raising a number of arguments in opposition to KSIC's claim, asking the presiding judge to declare the bond to be without effect and order a replacement bond to be posted within 7 days. Of course, KSIC did not immediately respond to comments. And Goron is going to hold a hearing on that matter today there isn't enough mess in Trump's life as it is now. And Goron's going to decide whether or not the bond is valid. And you guarantee that there's going to be a bunch of arguendo going on about that. So you got two things going on in court involving Trump today. The House, by the way, while all this tit for tat was going on, passed the Ukraine aid bill for $61 billion by 311 to 112. And of course, Israel, Indo-Pacific, all of them got money, in addition to a bill that includes measures such as forcing Chinese divestment of TikTok. This comes as House Speaker Mike Johnson faces growing discontent among conservatives over the package, particularly the billions in funding for Ukraine and its lack of border security measures. Why? Because the House rejected another border security bill in a vote under suspension of the rules, 215 to 199 to block the bill. Required a two-thirds majority to pass. See all these rules they do? The bill was supported by all Republicans, but was opposed by all but a handful of Democrats. Five Democrats joined Republicans in supporting the bill, but Republican support alone wasn't enough to push it over the line with a higher threshold. That's the border security bill. But here's the thing that was going on. All this time, they got passage of the bill. Once they announced that Ukraine assistance passed, Democrats started waving Ukrainian flags on the House floor and chanting Ukraine, Ukraine, at which point they were chastised by Speaker Johnson for violating House rules on decorum. The legislation apparently is going to go to the Senate as a single package where it's expected to easily pass, and Biden is probably going to sign it. And of course, while Speaker Johnson was chastising these flag wavers, Representative Kat Kamick of Florida revealed plans to introduce legislation prohibiting the display of foreign nations' flags in the House of Representatives after Democrats celebrated the passage of that $61 billion foreign aid passage to Ukraine. Republicans such as Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida, Matt Gaetz, and Representative Eric Burleson of Missouri criticized Democrats for waving Ukrainian flags on the House floor. Luna wrote on X, "Put those damn flags away. It's a disgrace to display any other flag than the American flag in the House chamber. Democrats waving Ukrainian flags on the House floor tells you everything you need to know about their priorities." Burleson wrote in a post, "Ukraine first, America last." A third House Republican, meanwhile, has gotten behind Marjorie Taylor Greene, signing on to a motion to strip House Speaker Mike Johnson of the gavel. He's the third Republican to back what is called a motion to vacate. This is Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona. Takes only one member of Congress to put forth the motion to force a vote on the House floor. Mr. Gosar cited numerous issues, including the crisis at the southern border, that are not being addressed under Mr. Johnson. Later, Marjorie Taylor Greene took to the media to proclaim Speaker Johnson's ouster is coming. And of course, the fanfare of the Trump trial wouldn't be the same, you know, without the guy that set himself on fire in front of in the park in front of the Trump trial courthouse. This is a media attention getter. And of course, the media wasn't anticipating any of this. This is video cameras stationed outside the Manhattan courthouse because they're waiting to create news. They're waiting for something to happen, somebody to come out and say something to them so they can regurgitate it on mainstream media. So here you have this guy from Florida handing out flyers all over the place. Then he goes to a public park across the street, douses himself with some sort of flammable liquid and sets himself on fire. CNN, Fox News Channel, and MSDNC were all on the air with reporters talking about the seating of a jury when the incident happened, and other news agencies, including Associated Press, were live streaming. And of course, everybody's yelling, "Turn the camera, turn the camera." And of course, with narration from Laura Coates from CNN, had the most extensive view of the scene. She first incorrectly said it was a shooting situation, and then narrated as the man was visible on screen and enveloped in flames. And this is why you can't trust CNN's reporting. "It looks like the man's been shot. It's obvious he set himself on fire." Well, Laura, Coach, your credibility just went up. You can smell burning flesh, Coates, an anchor at CNN's chief legal analyst, said as she stood at the scene with reporter Evan and Perez calling play-by-play. There's the stretch. There's the pitch. Holy cow, he's immolated himself. Oh, I thought, wait a minute, I thought he was shot first. Then he burned himself. Camera switched back and forth between Coates and what was happening in the park. 5 minutes after the incident started, CNN posted the on-screen message, warning, graphic content.
Warning, Will Robinson.
Yeah. Coates later said she couldn't overstate the emotional response of watching a human being engulfed in flames. Laura Coates, I hope you have bad nightmares over that.
An emotional and unbelievably disturbing moment here.
Yeah, you think? And then, of course, Fox cameras, Eric Sean, you know, he caught the scene, talked about it. We deeply apologize for what has happened. Eric Sean said, what do you have to apologize for? The networks were all there to create news about the Trump trial. As a matter of fact, they later found out the deceased, the guy that set himself on fire, he died. At one time, he sued the Clinton Foundation. On MSDNC, reporter Yasmin Vasugian narrated the scene as well. More play-by-play. The network showed smoke in the park, but no picture where the body was visible. I could see the outline of his body inside the flames, Vasugian said. It was terrifying to see. He went to the ground and his knees hit the ground first. AP had a camera with an unnarrated live shot. Stations outside the courthouse shown on YouTube and AP News. Hey, fun for the kids. Gee, I wonder if that violated their community content. Cameras caught an extensive view with a man lighting himself a fire and later writhing on the ground before a cop tried to douse the flames with a jacket. AP later removed this live feed from its YouTube channel and replaced it with a new one because of the graphic nature of the content. The news agency distributed carefully edited clips to its video clients, not showing the moment the man lit himself on fire, for example, said executive producer Tom Williams. A University of Hawaii at Manoa associate professor of journalism, Julian Gorbach, said news organizations didn't face much of a dilemma about whether to show the footage because there was little for the public to gain by seeing images of a man lighting himself on fire. The episode highlights how fast information travels and the importance of critical thinking. Oh, gee, really? This according to the professor. It also inspires others into committing copycat incidents because of the media attention, the play-by-play they'll get. And there he goes. He's lighting himself on fire. Oh, wait a minute. He's dousing himself with more. I wonder what that chemical is. I don't know. Do we have a color commentator here? Yes, it appears yellow in color. Oh, there's your color for you. Oh, gee, now there's a flame. That's yellow in color, too. Wow. This is what the professor says. It outpaces our ability to A, sort out the facts, and B, do the kind of methodical, critical thinking we need to do so we understand the truth of what is actually this incident was all about, according to the professor. Again, in this day and age, what critical thinking? Back channel news reports indicated the guy that set himself on fire at a journal, much the same as, what do they call that? Besides online postings, you know, all these machinations that he put into a diary manifesto espousing Trump and Biden were in on it together to create a totalitarian state. Authorities, by the way, could not locate his tinfoil hat. I'm being sarcastic here. The location of the incident may have prompted some to think the self-immolation was related to the trial. Oh, there's your critical thinking. Gorbach, by the way, the professor who was listening to MSDNC on satellite radio when it happened, said the coverage he heard was careful to question whether there was any connection to the trial. It also raised the possibility the man may have wanted to get media attention. News organizations can't suppress the news just so the public doesn't get confused, he said. Word would get out regardless as non-journalists post accounts online. So it's really a test of us as a public, he said, as a public. Gina, I wonder how many other people are going to get the hint. Oh, I can get media attention. All I got to do is set myself on fire. I got a campaign for something. Wow. You see, this is what happened in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Remember that when the two kids pulled the fire alarm and opened fire on all the kids and teachers coming out of the school? That was one of the first ones. I think I told you that story already. I said, look, you've got to stop glamorizing this stuff because then people are going to copycat. Oh, Krieger, you don't know what you're talking about. And then we had Columbine. I didn't get to say the I told you so speech. They all knew it. Yeah, you just keep playing that up. Come on, keep showing. Maybe the climate change activists will get the hint. They want media attention. Wow. This is bizarre. And the guy's dead. I mean, what good did it do? What good did it do? Ask yourself that question. Nothing. It didn't do anything. It gave the media. And here's the funny thing about it. If the media was that close and watched the guy do it, why didn't the media put down their cameras and microphones, grab their coats and run over and try to put the fire out? Oh, no. No, that's not their job. No, their job is to catch all this stuff and glamorize it in the media. And sit there and call play by play. Because they're all outside that courthouse. They want to get the scoop. They want to hang Trump in the media. They want to make this a three-ring media circus. See, that's how they play this thing, folks. You remember Sidney Powell, the lawyer who filed lawsuits after the 2020 election? Well, she got a win in Texas after an appeals court ruled the Texas State Bar did not prove that she engaged in misconduct or fraud. Panel of judges on the 5th District of Texas Court of Appeals in Dallas ruled the state bar's arguments lack merit and evidence. They found the state bar's prosecutors employed a scattershot approach to the case that alleged Ms. Powell did not have a reasonable basis to file lawsuits that challenged the 2020 elections outcome in battleground states. The bar employed a scattershot approach, which left this court and the trial court with the task of sorting through the argument to determine what issues had actually been raised. Having done so, the absence of competent summary judgment compels our conclusion the bar failed to meet its summary judgment burden. See, summary judgment basically means that there's no issues of material fact to discuss. But see, they got to find out exactly what material facts there were, if in fact they existed. And I mean, if there's defects in the evidence, you can't prove you filed frivolous lawsuits. So they ruled the trial court did not err in granting Powell's no evidence motion for summary judgment. Amazing how that works, huh? Got more news coming your way after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall here on this Monday. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where we are on this Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Authorities continue to investigate the crash of a tram at Universal Studios that injured 15 passengers over the weekend. Paramedics dispatched to the location at 9.05 p.m. Saturday night, transported 15 people to a hospital. L.A. County Fire Department dispatch told City News Service the conditions of the victims not immediately clear, though most were believed to have minor injuries. The tram incident, basically, what they're saying is the CHP, of course, responded as well, indicating that the tram overturned. The last car struck a rail when it was traveling down a hill at the parking structure. There was some type of issue with the brakes, and, of course, the car flipped over, and they're still investigating. Michael Avenatti, by the way, for those of you who haven't been paying attention to him, he was the former attorney, right, for adult performer Stephanie Clifford, known as Stormy Daniels. Apparently, he's been communicating with former President Trump's lawyers and may testify against Stormy Daniels. Speaking to the New York Post from jail, Mr. Avenatti said the defense has contacted me, referring to former President Trump's attorneys. He's currently serving out a lengthy sentence for extortion, tax evasion, fraud, embezzlement, and other crimes. Gee, this almost sounds like Michael Cohen. And of course, see, here's the reason he's doing it. So basically, he doesn't like it because he says, look, this is all political. This whole thing is motivated by politics, and it makes me sick. He added he's really bothered by the fact that Trump, in his view, has been targeted. Four cases is just over the top. I think there's a significant chance this is all going to backfire and going to propel him to the White House. The nation's highest court today, by the way, is going to hear arguments today on criminalizing homelessness. One legal expert called this the most important Supreme Court case about homelessness in the least at 40 years. The issue before the court is the constitutionality of ordinances in an Oregon town that bars people who are homeless from using blankets, pillows, or cardboard boxes for protection from the elements while sleeping within the city limits. Defending the ordinances, the city contends the law is simply bar camping on public property by everyone, but the challengers in the case counter the ordinances effectively make it a crime to be homeless in the city. The court's ruling could have a significant impact not only in the small city of Grants Pass, Oregon, whose ordinances are being challenged, but in cities across the United States. Florida, for one, similar laws have proliferated. The camping ban model of legislation has been adopted more widely in recent years as state and local governments try to grapple with double-digit increases in the number of people who are homeless. Yeah, more than 600,000 people in the U.S. were homeless on a single night in 2023, according to data released by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Well, we shall see how this fares. Because what do we have now? 11 million illegal immigrants in this country, many of which may find themselves out on the street. And they're not going to take too kindly to that, folks. And see, when they start committing crimes en masse, then the same thing that I was talking about at the beginning of this hour about what's going on in Australia with the MPs being threatened, this stuff could actually ramp up and get real serious here in America. And people that have an axe to grind, either due to personal involvement or just total frustration, may decide to exact some sort of retribution against elected officials who do nothing but sit there and give $61 billion to Ukraine. It gets so bad that a Home Depot in New Rochelle, New York, is taking drastic measures to ensure shoppers are safe from aggressive migrants and thieves. The store now has two guards wearing MSA security hats and bulletproof vests patrolling the parking lot. And that's not all. The guards had a German Shepherd with them. Yep, mine's laying right down here next to me. Gotta love that. The Post said there were approximately 30 male migrants hanging out at the doors of a Home Depot in Throgs Neck, the Bronx, recently. Some among the group aggressively confronted shoppers trying to sell them phony Apple AirPods or soliciting tips for lifting items from shopping carts into cars, even when uninvited. Social media users shared their thoughts on the situation, one person writing, Thanks, Joe Biden. Amazing work. So sad that America's come to this. Thank Joe Biden and his regime, another person commented. One worker claimed a female supervisor saw a migrant washing his privates with a water bottle in the parking lot. Several women have called customer service to complain. Migrants robbed them of purses or phones. Welcome to New York City. During a recent appearance on Breitbart News, New York City Councilwoman Vicky Palladino claimed an illegal immigrant speaking during a recent committee hearing said the city spends too much on police. They were just outright demanding, according to the councilwoman. He really cut me off is when I said you're here illegally. You're here illegally. They didn't like that. And that's when one of the chairwomen cut me off. She said, council member, do you have a question? I said, yes, I asked. I do have more. It was about the vetting, which they lied. She started to spew one of the people who answered one of my questions on the panel there. But she started to spew cop-hating rhetoric. If we wouldn't pay our police officers so much, she said. Meanwhile, a section in New York City has become an illegal migrant shopping area where they sell items obtained from shops nearby. To make matters worse, prostitution is also an issue, according to reports. Amazing how that works, huh? Oh, I think it's going to get a little more drastic than that. You wait until people start figuring out a way to arm themselves. Oh, things are going to get crazy in these blue state cities, folks. 41 minutes after the hour right now. Let's, since we're talking about New York, Dave in New York, what say you?
Yeah, a little legalese first because it's, I want your legal advice here, although I know you can't do it over the radio probably. But anyway, if somebody has a state federal credit union and only one party is listed on, you know, the document or whatever, and I was just wondering, because I think I've heard this before, you know, because they're going to go and get both their names on here, you know, and it would say and, but should, isn't and the operating word? Shouldn't it be or in case one of them does pass away?
Now, what are we talking about specifically? I mean, can you elaborate a little more? Are we talking about
state? Yeah, it's a state federal credit union and
a state federal credit union. And this is.
Yeah, and this is the person that works, you know, for the state or works for the state, and, you know, it's their thing. And, you know, without it, it, you know, it'd probably have to go through courts and all to see how it gets divvied up, or maybe it would just go into the ether, you know, and become part of the state budget, you know.
See, everything I'm hearing, Dave, it's ambiguous and vague to me because I don't know whether we're talking about a probate case where – you know, somebody's, if they don't claim something, it's going to cheat to the state. I mean, I don't understand the specifics. It probably
I don't think it automatically passes off to heirs, or if it does, it would go through, you know, legal mumble jumble.
Well, normally what happens, it goes through probate if that's going to be a deciding factor, because and or and stuff means and is a conjunctive term that includes more than one thing that we're talking about, or would be something in the alternative in legalese. And so, you know, it's very difficult unless I actually have the paperwork sitting in front of me that you can, you know, actually show me something that I can look at and say, okay, it appears this way because I'm not an attorney and I can't give legal advice, even if I were, you know, because you haven't retained me if I was an attorney, which I'm not. So
yeah, let me go quick here now, because I tried to call before and it was something happened with a other person that was on the phone, but I called before to say that in 2012 Obama passed the Smith-Blunt Act, which must have been an executive order, which legalized untrue propaganda. I thought that was a very telling statement, you know? I mean, it's okay to lie now, you know what I mean, for them. They can do whatever they want. And yesterday on Full Measure was Cheryl Atkinson. Boy, she's a thorn in their side. She was talking about different things that are in the vaccines now.
And it can that's the thing. People need to understand Cheryl Atkinson is a mainstream media reject. She quit mainstream media because they weren't telling the truth.
Exactly.
So we should clarify.
And running
that.
The guns back and forth and all.
Yeah.
And so But I just had a little statement by Barbara Marx Hubbard, whoever she is. We are the riders of the pale horse. We, the elders, have been patiently waiting to cut the cancer of humanity out. And Klaus Schwab said, the virus, the treatment will be the solution.
Mm-hmm.
There's the warm fuzzies for the day. Thanks, Dave.
Gotta love it, Dave. Appreciate it. So here's the thing, folks. You know, we have other reporters out there that are looking into this stuff. And I think that, you know, between Dr. Naomi Wolf, you know, who at one point in time when I did an interview her the first time that I was guest hosting the show and talked to her, you know, everything was kind of marginal compared to what it is now. And with Dr. Wolf, God bless her, she actually had to get rejected by her own sphere of influence. That's the best way I can put it. For her to wake up and go, oh, man, why are they saying this? And then she started looking into stuff and finding out the same thing Cheryl Atkinson and others are finding out. That there's junk put in these jabs that they were giving over 220 million Americans that mimics viruses. And what it does is it secretly comes in, alters your DNA, and disappears so it can't be tracked. Wow. I mean, this is, I don't know which is worse, that or Manchurian Candidate stuff. And it's really not because of the fact that, you know, people like Kerry Mate and, you know, others have looked, the guys down in South America, looked under an electron microscope and saw all this junk floating around inside the micro, you know, when they were looking through the microscope. They had a slide. They were looking at the stuff from the vaccine. They got a little sample, they squirted it under there, and they saw all sorts of foreign bodies inside this. So, I mean, you when you're looking at stuff like this, and you get reporters all of a sudden agreeing with each other, it's interesting how things all of a sudden pan out and start to make sense. But, again, those people who have taken the jab that bought what the government said, how many of them ignored the warning signs and went out and continued to get the second jab and booster after booster after booster, thinking they were doing the right thing, that the government was right, and you, trying to warn them, are an idiot? How many of them thought that? How many of your friends rejected what you said when you said, look, I care about you, please don't take another jab, and they went ahead and did it anyway? They might as well have said, F you to your face. Because they didn't care. They believe every damn thing that government tells them. And now the truth is coming out, huh? Sometimes, I'm sorry, it takes longer than 6 months for people to figure it out. Brady in Arizona, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I was going to start on the bill that they passed for the $96 billion, but again, you brought up Kerry Mate and what's in the jab again, and Dr. Brian Artis had a thing up. You got to watch the recent video he just put out on what venom does.
Yeah.
And what the funny thing is, like when you get a biopsy done and they look under a slide at the doctor's office to diagnose it, what these doctors are not realizing that they're actually seeing parasitic larvae, egg sacs. It's not stage 1, 2, 3, or 4 cancer. It's actually parasites, because almost all forms of cancer are from a parasitic base. And that's why cancer really doesn't ever get cured in this country, because they know that just like by using ivermectin or something like that on it, I'm not a doctor, I'm not giving anything, that cures, because it's a horse base and they give it to horses to cure parasites inside the stomach. So
you
can see, and if you look up on, even under the government website, I just want people to look into this. If you look up ivermectin and cancer on the government website and you see what comes up, there's like about 35 pages of studies of how they've been using it for many, many years.
That's right.
And for this country to, it's horrible. They're suppressing all the stuff that would actually cure it, of course. But I wanted to say, did you see the blue-haired lady, Liz Collins, directing the the flag-waving bunch of the Ukrainian Nazi party that we have in our government today, that whole Democrat party, her hair was dyed blue. You had people with yellow suits on. What, it was the most thing. You had Nancy Pelosi accusing Vladimir Putin and almost all them parties of raping and murdering thousands of women and children in front of their families. Why isn't that lady thrown in the jail for propaganda and treason?
Well,
you can't be glad that.
Yeah, well, Brady, I mean, come on. You remember that one of our callers earlier just said, you know, Dave in New York just said something about the fact that Obama passed that one bill where you can say untrue things and get away with it. So, you know, how's that hopey changey thing working out for you, as Sarah Palin used to say? I appreciate your call, Brady. Robert in Illinois. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Dave. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, the Smith-Mundt Act was actually something passed in 1948. It was, you know, shortly after the war ended, World War II ended, like many things that were created in 47, 48, like CIA and so forth. The Smith-Mundt Act was created to make it illegal to propagandize the USA, people in the USA. In 2012, through the NDAA, they repealed the Smith-Mundt Act, which led way for things like Sandy Hook, Parkland, Las Vegas, September 11th, you name it. That's what they—that's what they did. It was a repeal.
Yeah, the false flag
attack. I'm sure
you
recall that. I'm just jogging your memory here.
Yep, no, I am, and I appreciate that, Robert. You know, I always like it when we can double-check our work and bring it to the forefront, because it's always good, because it gives people, folks, I sure hope, even with, in light of what Robert just said, I got a pencil and paper in my hot little hand for those of you watching a live stream. And if you're not writing this stuff down so that you can go look this up for yourself, you're not getting any smarter. You're just letting, you know, in one ear, out the other, and it's not making any sense to you. I get this. This is one of the reasons why we seem like, you know, our vote doesn't matter, and we're all feeling a little dejected and frustrated because we think that, oh, well, the same thing's going to happen. The Uniparty's going to just reelect Biden and put him in office, and they're going to trample all over Trump and try to throw him in jail and interfere in the election, and my vote doesn't matter, and I can't do anything about it, and I'm just here on a fixed income, and oh, my God, stop with the pity party, folks. You know, if you knew the law, we'd be fighting this thing even more vigorously. So, Robert, I appreciate your input on that. Thanks so much. I appreciate your call. Bill in Illinois. Boy, the Illinois, fighting in Illinois. Is that how you say it?
I guess so. Hey, Dave. Dave, I was wondering if you heard about, I've been hearing about a letter that was written by Pontius Pilate to, I guess, Caesar Tiberius about the crucifixion. Have you heard anything about that?
I knew that there was some sort of communication. And the thing is that that's one of the reasons why Pilate washed his hands, because he didn't really want anything to do with it.
Well, apparently Pilate said he only had 100 troops, you know, or soldiers there. And he couldn't maintain order, and he said that he met with Jesus Christ twice, and he wasn't just a normal person, and he really believed that he was the Son of God. He said that he got mad because he disrupted the money changers, and, you know, but it's just something, but I haven't looked into it, but I heard about it yesterday, and I was just wondering if you heard any more about it. But
No, I didn't, but I appreciate you bringing it up. All right. I appreciate that.
And thank you.
And thank you for your call. Here's the thing. Now, we got a couple of minutes left before the break. Then we'll continue with our news segment here. When you're looking at the situation like what happened, you know, last week when we had Dr. Jerry Newcomb on, I know that a lot of you were frustrated, and one of you actually called the show and was chastising because of the confronting him about the Judeo-Christian commentary that was going on. And Bill just mentioned Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and I have yet to find the words God the Son anywhere in the Bible. Anywhere. This is one of the truisms I had to face after being educated in the Protestant faith and hearing this Trinity doctrine, I know that's going to prick people's heart and ears because they all say God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But wait a minute, the Bible says Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, if Jesus Christ is God and I have Christ in me, the hope of glory, that means I'm God too. Boy, that frustrates all those people. They just don't know how to answer that. I've never found where it says Jesus Christ was God. And anybody that insinuates it, all of a sudden my red flags go up. Just so you know how frustrating I can get, but yet wisdom told me, don't kick that can. Anyway, aside from that, I mean, that's a whole different subject matter. We got news to cover in the next half hour before we get to Amber Smith. In the meantime, thanks for listening this hour. We will be back after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.